This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you, friends, for joining us here today as we spend 15 minutes today in the Word of God. See where we're going to end up. I know where we're going to start. We are going to start in the book of Romans, chapter 5, here momentarily. But here it is Wednesday, at least when you're hearing this on the radio, it's Wednesday, which means we are having services tonight, and I invite you out to Island Community Church for our midweek Bible study. 6 o'clock, 6 to around 7:15. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We're in the book of Luke. And we're in chapter 10, and I invite you to come out here tonight at 6 o'clock. Love to see you. On Sunday mornings, we're also in the book of Romans, and we will be in chapter 10. We're looking at Israel. Paul took a break between teaching doctrine and then how to live it, starting in chapter 12, with a three-chapter explanation of what's happened to the nation of Israel and how it's been God's plan all along, where Paul said God has not forsaken his people. He's not cast out his people whom he foreknew, which ties chapter 11 into chapter 8. And you, friend, you also have been foreknown by God. Same as Jeremiah, when God said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. A lot of predestination here. That is, you see, God has already known you. He's known you, he's called you, he chose you, he's glorified you. All these things already has happened over you. Now this should just make you want to shout at some of the great theology here in the book of Romans. Now here today, this is part three of this message that just started on Monday. It's Romans chapter 5 and justified by faith.
Looks like James wasn't the only one to tell us that, was he? The third truth is he tells us to rejoice in tribulation, followed by the reason why to rejoice. Verse 3 from my translation. Not only that, but we rejoice in tribulations. All right, look what tribulation does to us. Look at the chain reaction that happens to us because of tribulation. Now, back from the top. Not only that is, not only do we have access to God, not only that, but we also rejoice in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces endurance. Endurance, approved character. And approved character, hope. That's rock solid biblical hope. Notice it comes at the end of this list. Hope. Hope's not before the tribulation. It's not before the approved character. That's funny he put that at the end here. Now, hope is not, you know, I hope I get a red wagon. I hope Carol buys me a new BMW for Christmas. That is fool. That ain't hope. We hope on the return of Jesus Christ. That's hope, right? Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things, the evidence of things For by it the elders obtained a good witness and testimony. That's what hope is. It's a guarantee. Both Paul and James tell us to rejoice in tribulation. Why? Because God is at work in them, in the midst of them, to transform you into a spiritual giant, same as Cheryl is. Spiritual giant. That's what God's doing. That's what he does through trials. You're not transformed on a yacht. You are refined, purified, and transformed by persevering through difficulties. Not knowing where you're moving. Having to move in a month, not knowing where you're going. Every door around you closing. Honest people lying to you. God uses all these things. He even makes honest people lie. Or uses that. He won't cause anyone to be like the devil. You are refined, purified, and transformed by persevering through difficulties, sufferings, and abiding under the hand of God. James wrote, count it all joy. NIV says, consider it pure joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. But let endurance have its perfect work. All right, number four. Endurance brings experience. Verse four. Endurance brings experience. Reminds me of an old rock and roll record when I was a kid. It was entitled, Are You Experienced? Hopefully I'm the only one who knows that. You tell me, are you experienced? Do you walk with a limp? Has God ever wounded you? I once heard it said, don't ever trust a pastor that doesn't walk with a limp. Has God ever wounded you? I think everyone here has got a lot of experience now. Right? Anyone here can counsel someone on the loss of their wife who's died in a traffic accident? Anyone else able to counsel other people? This stuff, experience comes through suffering. And hope's at the end of this list. Endurance brings experience. Verse 3, not only that, we glory in tribulation. Glory, actually, the word means to boast. Boast. Can you imagine that? Bill, I'm in more trouble than you are, brother. Sorry. I'll pray for you, though. What do you say to that? No, thanks. That's all right. We boast in tribulation. I guess you could get an attitude if someone was under more tribulation than you. You'd be afraid that God loves them more than he loves you. You're suffering more than me. Wonder what I'm doing wrong. We boast in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience. Experience, hope. Number five, hope won't disappoint me. Or actually, I wrote here, but crossed it off. Hope won't let you down. Your hope won't let you down. Never fear. Your faith and hope won't disappoint. Verse 5, New King James. Hope does not disappoint because, notice the reason why. It says, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given us. Funny, this word for shed abroad, it's the word ekeo. It means to be poured out, like pouring out a glass of wine. Actually, it's the same word used of Jesus when he said he poured out the money changers' money in the temple. We talked about that this morning. That's what the word means. Like getting a bucket and pouring it out. That's what God's done with you. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Poured in like a bucket. See, God's opened you up, or better yet, he's flipped the lid on you, and he's taken a bucket of love, his love, and has filled you up with high test. 110 octane. That's what God has done with you. Hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Now, this is a true born again Christian. This is what the love is. It's Christ in you. The hope of glory is what it is. When it says he's poured out, he's poured love into you, he's put the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Number six, when we were weak, Jesus died for us. When we were weak, Jesus died for us. Verse 6, when we were still without strength, asthenia, word means weakness, sickness, word means infirmity or infirmary as well. Like they hang up in the hospital, they used to. When we were still in the infirmary, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. The Lord Jesus died for you in your absolute worst state you could ever be in. And that state is, my friend, dead in sins. Dead. Ephesians 2 and 1. And you he made alive, or you he quickened, who were dead in transgressions and sins. Let me ask the question. Since he saved you when you were dead, that is, dead in sins, would he ever leave you or forsake you now that you're alive? And now that you're part of his family, would he ever leave you? If he didn't leave you then, why would he leave you now? Never going to happen. Remember, Paul said, I think it's Romans 8:17, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. He's never going to leave you. Never. I am persuaded neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Number seven. Let's personalize this a bit. Number seven. While I was still a sinner, maybe we could put wretch in there.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.